we've come into what is a fabulous traditional bodega, I think. Alex, you're running the place this evening. It looks very old. Tell me about it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we are like 174-year-old bodega. So next year we are going to make our big birthday. Yeah. We're going to be 175-year-old. And we are preparing like an event to celebrate it. And this traditionally was like between a shop and a bar. People used to come here to buy the wine by liters and maybe take like some fish or things like that, just a little tapa. And now we have more tapas, more wine, and we still sell the wine by liters.
But it is essentially now, it's a dining experience as much as it is a drinking experience.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, because we really like the product, so we try to take care about it, and we go all around Spain finding the best potatoes, the best chorizo, everything that we think that it can be interesting for this place. We try to find that the best and put it on the table.
It looks wonderful. Tell me about these tables, because instead of sitting at normal tables, we're actually sitting on very high stools, and they're very high tables. What's that about?
Yeah, it's, well, on this kind of restaurants or tapas bar in all around Spain, is very often you can find these kind of tables, tall tables, so you can stand. It's a little bit more dynamic. It's not so formal. And
yes, you can climb off your stool, can't
exactly.
You, and sort of support yourself. It's a much easier, natural way of drinking
and
eating.
Yeah, a little bit more natural way. Yeah, that's right. And people enjoy it. Even more on that part, we have like the taverna part,
yeah.
And in that part even the people stands and go out or go inside and they move around and I mean it's another way of enjoying the meal.
We have a room to ourselves, but this goes on and on, doesn't it? It goes out the back and there's a large
exactly.
Taverna out in the back. I get the sense that this is very much a tourist icon, that tourists come here, but do locals come here as well?
Yeah, this is mainly a local place, because many people from the neighborhood they come every day, and now also from Valencia, but I mean people from abroad coming is like 2 years or 3 years ago, because this place has been always a local place. Now with all the events like the America's Cup or the Formula One.
Formula One this weekend.
Yeah, people is knowing the place, so you can find always a mix between people from abroad and Spanish.
Okay, well we're all queuing up and ready to go pretty much. What are we going to be drinking this evening?
Okay, we have prepare wine from here, from this area. Mm-hmm. The area is called Utiel Requena, and it's the biggest wine area here in this city. And the name is Solo. Solo is the interesting thing about this wine, that it has a grape that you can only find here on this area. So I hope you will like it.
I think we're gonna love it.
Okay, thank you.